This goes to Crystal Morrissey, Morrissey, PAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Candace, Candace, middle initial M like Margaret, Henderson, Henderson, date of birth May 17th of 1948. Dear Miss Morrissey, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Henderson with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, secondary to diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Her last visit, which was a consultation, was 1 year ago, September 27th of 2022. Since that time, she's been feeling well. She had one urinary tract infection that required treatment with Keflex. And now she's taking cranberry supplement, which seems to be helping prevent further UTIs. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Her weight is down 5 pounds over the last year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No dysuria. No incontinence, no edema or claudication symptoms, no chest pain or palpitations, and no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medication list is reviewed. She takes a total of 75 milligram daily of Losartan. Metoprolol extended release is 50 milligram daily. She takes aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Tylenol as needed for pain, and the cranberry for urinary tract infection prevention. Physical exam, weight 198 pounds, pulse 67, blood pressure 130 over 80. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no flank tenderness, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 1st of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.03 with estimated GFR of 57, albumin 4.4, calcium 8.9, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.5, hemoglobin 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We would like her to have labs checked every 6 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal, no medication changes are needed. 3, diabetic nephropathy. The patient believes her most recent hemoglobin A1C was around 6.1, so that's well controlled also. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.